Vines and Flowers, written by Zia Zippy 5379, and read by K-Burb as Cass
and Flower Parish as Jazz.
This is a Batman Danny Phantom crossover fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Cassandra Cain / Jazz Fenton, as well as minor or background relationships. It is a soulmates AU with soulmate identifying marks, also tagged with first meetings and gala. Summary: Jazz is representing her charity at a gala. Little does she know her soulmate is there too.
Jazz wandered through the charity gala, looking at the beauty of the ballroom and the outfits of the guests. She may have been there as one of the representatives of the charity being benefited, but very few of the guests wanted to speak to her. They wanted to network with each other and give a large amount of money to make themselves look good. So, she got to marvel in the beauty of the event and eat a lot of very good free food. Overall, it wasn't a bad night, even if she wished she could get someone to actually care about her and Danny's work. He was also there, doing nearly the same thing she was, though he had managed to catch and hold onto the attention of a young blonde woman. The pair of them were locked in what seemed like a very exciting conversation. So it was probably about space or tech. Or maybe Danny had managed to find the one person there who actually cared about their work in Crime Alley. No matter what it was, she wasn't going to interrupt them. She drank the last sip of her champagne and looked for one of the waitstaff that were there to collect empty glasses. She spotted one not too far from where she stood and walked over to them. After placing her glass down, she thanked them and turned to continue walking around the room, trying to find someone to talk to her. Her heel slipped and her ankle twisted. Jazz felt herself begin to fall, which was brought short by a hand on her upper arm, stabilizing her enough she caught herself the rest of the way before she fell all the way. She felt the warmth of a hand through the thin fabric of her dress. After taking a second to make sure her balance was good, she fully straightened again and took a look at her rescuer. The woman was shorter than Jazz by a significant amount, which wasn't saying much considering Jazz was over 6 feet tall, but the woman had to be at least 8 inches shorter. She had her black hair styled in a very neat chin-length bob and wore a long black dress. But what struck Jazz the most was the beauty of her deep brown eyes. Even in all the striking features of her face, the warmth of her eyes was what made Jazz want to keep looking forever. She could get lost in them if she let herself. Jazz smiled at the woman, and she smiled back. And then she seemed to realize that her hand was still on Jazz's arm. She pulled it away, and as she did, the tips of her fingers trailed across a section of Jazz's arm that was exposed to the air, right over her soul marks. Jazz started and stared as a shock ran through her arm, and the marks came to life. No longer were there faded lines, barely distinguished from her skin, but vines of deep green with golden flowers all down her arm, tracing the path of her fingers. She was mesmerized by the sight of them blooming. When she was finally able to tear her eyes away from her soul mark, she looked to her soulmate, who was staring at her fingers in awe. The same green vines and golden flowers twined around her fingers. The look on her face made Jazz think that her soulmate had never expected to find a soulmate. "Thank you for helping me," Jazz said. Eyes shot back up to look at Jazz. There was something in the look that almost made her think that her soulmate was afraid of what was happening. Which might have been true if she hadn't thought she would have a soulmate. Not everyone did, and it was rare to meet them, even if a mark was known to them.
"You're welcome,"
she said. "I'm Jazz Fenton. It's wonderful to meet you," she said, the same way she would anyone else. She didn't want to overwhelm her soulmate any more than she already was. It wouldn't be fair. No matter how much she wanted to start gushing about how happy she was to finally meet her soulmate after so many years, that she got the chance to meet her at all.
I'm Cass. Cassandra Wayne, but I like Cass.
Jazz could tell that Cass was not happy with the way she had spoken. My name is Jasmine. I just like jazz better. That got her first small smile from Cass.
It's pretty,
Cass said. Thank you. Your name is too. They fell into silence. It wasn't awkward, like Jazz would have expected, but like it was the right state of being for them, which was nice. Jazz was so used to having to fill every silence with something that being able to just stand next to someone and not talk was nice. She hoped that feeling wouldn't go away as time went on and they learned more about each other.
Why are you here?
Cass asked. My brother and I are representing our charity. This whole thing is a fundraiser for it, she answered. That's him over there. She waved at where Danny was still talking to the blonde woman. They were getting even more animated, which was impressive, considering the atmosphere of the event. If they got to be much more, Jazz would have to step in to make sure there wouldn't be an incident.
With Steph. They are soulmates,
Cass said. Jazz blinked. What were the odds of both of them meeting their soulmates at the same event? Not high. She realized she must have said it aloud when Cass responded.
High enough to happen.
Jazz smiled. It was going to be an interesting rest of the night.
The end.